Senate decides to pass a massive Wall Street regulation bill, but how does it affect Main Street? This was all prompted by national anger directed at Wall Street. Hey, I'll raise my hand. So the Senate absolutely had the ammunition, but I'm concerned about the overregulation. This is a big, bad, broad sweep. And this massive bill, see, they don't even like it. This massive bill would touch absolutely Wall Street CEOs and first-time home buyers, also some of the small towns. I'll explain all that. That's the problem. Hey, you want to go after Wall Street, that's one thing, but ultimately we lift under the hood, we look underneath, and it's not what you initially thought it was. The National Intelligence Director, a big-time Navy guy, has decided, I've had enough. I'm not going to stay in this job for 2 years. You're blaming me for everything. So pretty much Dennis Blair is done in the next week. We've got that syrupy chocolate-looking stuff called oil washing into Louisiana marshes for the very first time. The silver lining could be this could be capped by next week, meaning the leak, the well, let's hope. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, and here we swing at a couple of those things that I just mentioned, but we're going to start off with Mexico's Felipe Calderon, who criticized the state immigration law in Arizona, and boy, did they love him for it in the joint session of Congress. Listen to this.
I strongly disagree with the recently adopted law in Arizona. It is a law that not only ignores a reality that cannot be erased by decree, but also introduces a terrible idea using racial profiling as a basis for law enforcement.
All right, so racial profiling, that's what Calderon says. Congressman Lamar Smith, a Republican from Texas, had a different take on this, saying, why isn't anybody reading the bill?
Well, I was disappointed because if either President Calderon or President Obama had actually read the law, it's only 18 pages long, they would have seen that the law says four separate times that race or color or national origin cannot be a consideration. So the law goes out of its way to make sure that there can't be any kind of discrimination or profiling. And if the presidents had read the law, they would have seen that with their own eyes.
Yep, and they didn't read the law. That's the thing. You got to read the fine print. I've said this before, but can you imagine if you didn't pay any attention to what you were signing half the time? And this happens. Sometimes you don't realize what you've signed when it's that tiny, tiny, tiny print. And you don't take the time because you read all the big stuff, and then you get stung in the end. Al is listening to us across the border in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. Somebody should remind the president of Mexico that he is not the governor of Arizona. What right does he have to criticize, to interfere with the government of Arizona?
Well, absolutely none, other than to say, because he's sticking up for Mexican nationals, and that's why, and he's asked about it, so it's a layup question for him, but he shouldn't get involved in that, no.
Yeah, and I heard the city of Los Angeles gets 30%, roughly 30% of its electricity from Arizona. Are there a lot of are there any hydroelectric dams in Arizona?
No, not that I. Oh yeah. I think there is one. I thought you were going to say L.A. No, there's not. That's the
in Arizona. Yeah, are there nuclear power plants in Arizona? Why is it that roughly 30% of the electricity that Los Angeles uses comes from Arizona? The point I'm trying to make is Los Angeles is going to boycott all products from Arizona, right? That's what I heard. They're going to boycott Arizona.
That's what the mayor's calling for, saying no business, nothing.
And city council voted, the majority of city council voted. So they're going to lose 25-30% of their electricity. How are they going to run a city with, there's going to be a lot of people with TV sets. There are going to be a lot of PO people in L.A. when they try to watch television if they if they lose 30% of the electricity. And why on earth does President Obama join in with the president of America? When somebody comes from a foreign country and attacks one of your states, why would Obama join up with the president of Mexico and gang up on his own people? Why
Are you kidding? Good reason, because look at the makeup, the population in the United States, and how much of the population is Hispanic, Alan. How many people are furious over what Arizona is doing and think that don't agree and think that it should be a pathway to amnesty? There are a ton of people in this country that think that. That's why it's such a hot potato in trying to deal with illegal immigration, because the people who are elected don't want to have to take the wrong stand on it.
Right. Well,
that's why he's doing it.
You know, if I don't see what I don't have a big problem with racial profiling. I know probably you don't like racial profiling, but when you apply for a job or you apply to go to college or for a promotion, they use racial profiling quotas and affirmative action to let people into college or to hire people for jobs, government jobs or whatever. They use racial profiling to hire people, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's better you just say profiling. Then
right.
You don't get stuck in the middle, because you agree with profiling and you know that it happens. And I agree with you. I think it happens everywhere. And I've been profiled. I've been profiled outside of the country, and you bring up a great point. I'm sure I've been profiled on applications as you have been.
And also one other quick point, just to change the subject. Lance Armstrong, I wish they would quit picking on poor Lance Armstrong. Now they're claiming that he's
doping.
That he's a drug addict.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get a kick out of this, but this just shows you how ignorant people are. I heard somebody say, they asked somebody who Lance Armstrong was, and the guy said, isn't Lance Armstrong the first guy that rode a bicycle on the moon? I mean, this is how stupid, I don't know about the United States, but up here in Canada, do you have to know American history to get to graduate from high school in the United States? Do they teach courses in American history?
Yeah, theoretically, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is how stupid the guy was. He thought Lance Armstrong was the first guy to ride a bicycle on the moon. I mean, and he was a grade 12 graduate. He was a high school graduate. I mean, I majored in history, so I may be biased, but I don't think you should be able to get a graduate from high school until you know at least something about history. American history, North American history, whatever.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you, Al. I think that it's too important. If more people understood the background of the United States, and then they would realize what we have here.
And North America, too. I mean, all of
them. Yeah, I agree.
Because Canada and the United States, if a lot of people up here in Canada, you know, they've really got left-wingers. They really hate America. But I keep telling them that if the United States did not exist, us Canadians right now, we would all be speaking Russian or Chinese, and Canada would be a communist country if it wasn't for the United States of America. We'd be a communist country, and I ain't gonna learn Chinese or Russian, and I don't want to be a communist. So that's the only reason why we're not communist and we don't speak Russian. Thanks, Kate.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good weekend. You know, he's talking about Lance Armstrong. It's true. I was happy to be watching a little bit of that race. And in the and what happened to him, he's racing in the Tour of California. He had a crash. Boy, blood was trickling down his face like nobody's business. He got stitches near an elbow and an eye. Had to go get x-rays. I think he's going to be okay. But he's been accused of doping, and he just denied the charges. This is old news for Lance. It happens all the time. Stay with us.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove for family emergency solutions.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Coming up on America Tonight, I'm going to let you hear what the senator from Louisiana had to say about, man, we need more money here in the Gulf states. Yeah, Mary Landrieu's talking about how much they're getting, the cut they're getting, and what risk they're taking, meaning with the oil rigs and what it would do to help toward things that are happening in the Gulf region, whether it's Texas, Mississippi, or Louisiana, any of those states. So we'll get to that in just a second. Big things happening overseas. I think that there's going to be more conversation about this. There is a lot of private conversation, but can you imagine if North Korea and South Korea start to go at it again? And the South Koreans, I think, should retaliate for what North Korea did, sinking a ship and killing almost 50 sailors. And I do not believe that they're going to hold back in Seoul. And the North Koreans flat out are saying, this is a sham, we didn't do it, go ahead, try to come up with some false retaliation. If you do, I promise you, you will be punished, because we will hit back, and we will hit back hard. Stu is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
So, real quick on the whole immigration thing again. It's not really in fine print about, you know, racial profile.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, it's not fine print. Like I said last night, it was only 17, 18 pages.
Mm-hmm.
They could read it. None of them chose to read it. I just want to know, since Congress applauded Calderon, does this mean that if I decide to break a law by not paying my taxes, it's okay?
Oh, no way. You're going to suffer every penalty? Are you kidding? They're going to squeeze every dime out of you.
Why?
Because you're not allowed to break the law.
Why the hell am I allowed to break the law? Mexicans come across the border, they can break the law, so it's okay.
I know, proving the point once again, it's just not fair, is it?
Man, it don't make any sense. I don't understand this government. Is it okay to break law, or isn't it okay to break law? Is it only okay to break for certain things? It just confuses me. Anyway, this whole thing with North Korea and South Korea, we should nip North Korea in the bud. First of all, 50 years ago, my father was from Korea. I can remember my dad saying, man, we should have went a $1.38. We could have taken them at that time because China had already backed out. But we didn't do it. Either way it goes. It's just I think that they've let North Korea get by with so much. They fear nothing. I mean, he's as dumb as like Finishon or whatever his name is. The mini-me from over in Iran.
Yeah.
You know, they're like two midget wrestlers, you know. They just keep stupid things all the time. But I just, you know, I don't feel like, Bush may not have been the most fiscally responsible man in the world, but by God, when he said he was going to do something, when Iraq, they found out, Afghanistan, they found out, he didn't play no games. He would come to your house and bomb your house if you didn't do what he asked you to do, or, you know, you didn't try to coincide. And, of course, he didn't do that with North Korea for whatever reason. I think China had a lot to do with that. But we've got to do something to get these guys under control. And I know that they say it's not our place, but at the same time, we've got military guys stationed every year at 38th parallel.
That's right, 28,000.
Every year.
Mm-hmm.
They will take, it's a one-year deal. It's not going over there for 2 or 3 months, 6 months. That's a one-year deal. You go over 1 year and come home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just something we have to do. And I just, the bad part is we know that he was, didn't he have nuclear capabilities now?
Yep.
If I was right.
So that's right. Yeah.
I just think, you know, and you know, we're talking about getting rid of more nuclear weapons and storing them and safe storage of them. And I just think we're making bad choices and our country's making bad choices, our politicians, I should say. But, you know, I mean, I heard about them sinking a South Korean ship.
Yep.
You know, and of course, the White House isn't calling an act of war. They're calling an act of aggression.
Yeah.
Because they're so scared of North Korea. But I just think it's a bad, bad deal, man. And I don't know, Kate.
I think you're right. I think we got the problem in Iran. We've now got the problem with North Korea, which has always been there. And as you said, how many soldiers do we have over there? I'll tell you, if I was in South Korea, I think I'd get out of South Korea. I don't mean in the military, but if I was over there for another reason, I think I would bolt.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, you figure our troops have been there since 1953.
Yep, that's
after
right.
After the police action, you know, slowed down, which there was never peacetime considered over there. It's still considered, you know, what was it, 1950? I think my dad went over to come home in 53 or something like that. But they've been over there since 53. Either way it goes.
And the truce, yeah.
Not, you know, and I can remember dad saying, God, he was in Vietnam, and he said North Korea was the meanest, just most ruthless people when it come to war. I mean, just ruthless people. So, you know, I mean, I just think, you know, we can't really just step into all these countries and say, hey, this is going to go. But it seems like we have no backing. And it seems like they know that our White House has no backbone whatsoever.
Well, that's it. How far can I push and I keep pushing? And that's what Ahmadinejad does. I can needle them. I can kick you. I can do this. I can do that. I can step right up to the line because I know I'm not going to get slapped down. And that's the problem. The United States is still a superpower, as you know, Stu, and we don't want to lose that tag. Why does everybody turn to the United States? You can't go completely soft. I'm sorry.
And I just want to say something to Al. Amen, man, hallelujah. You hit the nail on the head. As many Canadians hate Americans, and I'm not saying they're all bad. I'm not down in Sam and some of the other ones. But there's a lot of Canadians hate America, a lot of them.
Yeah.
And you go to Fort Lauderdale, you got all the French Canadians down there hanging out in the wintertime. But they all hate, a lot of them hate America. They complain about our policies and the way we do things. We've got a wealthy country. We've got a country that lives well above most countries do. And absolutely right. If we weren't the neighbor to the south, they'd be speaking German, Russian, or something. It wouldn't just be French Canadian, I can promise you that.
Right, I agree.
I just want to say, Al, that I appreciate that because very rarely have I ever heard anybody from Canada make that comment. It was nailed on the head. So thanks, Kate. Have a good weekend. And
Keep your fingers crossed. Keep your fingers crossed that I'm not jumping on the air at Sunday night saying, oh, you're not going to believe what happened. You have a good one too, Stu. All right, we're of course talking about a plethora of things we do all the time here on this show. And there we're talking about Calderon. We're talking about what's happening, what happened when he got the standing ovation for slamming the Arizona law, which apparently nobody has read on the Hill. We also have the deal with the oil spill, trotting out more people, the president the other day of BP, trying to measure where it's going, talking about the fact that the guy who oversees oil drilling has stepped aside from the Interior Department. He was really just a scapegoat, I think, for the lack of the correct backup plans and all that sort of stuff. So Senator Mary Landrieu, here's what she had to say about the money they need for the Gulf states and how, hey, they're not being too aggressive. They just want their part of the pie.
I've always conceded that it is a federal resource as opposed to a state resource. But I have said, and now I think I have been proven correct beyond any shadow of a doubt, that while that may be correct, it's the coastal states that bear almost 100% of the risk, which is being played out in a horror movie right now in front of us. I've said it, and now people can see it. Wyoming is not at risk of this oil spill. New Mexico is not at risk in this oil spill. You know, Kansas is not at risk at this oil spill. The states at risk, the economies at risk, are the people of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida, and other coastal states, potentially even up the Atlantic, which is why my initial proposal, if you all will remember, those of you around here long enough, my initial proposal was to share these revenues not just with producing coastal states, but with non-producing coastal states, because I recognize even if you don't produce, like Florida, doesn't yet, they might. They are still at risk.
All right, it is about the risk, and it is about measuring the amount. So you got the Coast Guard, the Minerals Management Service, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, yada yada, along with a bunch of others from like the Department of Energy, etc., that are trying to come up with a way to compute the total outflow of the BP oil spill. That's a big question that still hangs in the balance. Who knows how much oil is coming out of there. Tell you, if you go and look at any of the live feeds, it's definitely more than 5,000 barrels. Definitely. You know, I don't know much about measuring oil, but I can say, looking at it with the naked eye, it is absolutely more than that. Hang with us. We'll take more calls in just a minute.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant 20%. $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
betterthanrocks.com.
You want to throw in your 2 cents, you can, here on America Tonight. Either shoot me an email, americatonight.net, or 800-259-5791. Kate hanging out with all of you and all those nooks and crannies across America and across the world. A big shout-out to Christina in Sweden. Also, Jake and Dan, some new listeners in Spain. Right now, let's go across the border to the north, Montreal, and Sam. Hey, Sam.
Hello.
Hey, your team won tonight, boy, and they won big.
Shall we say we K.A.?
Yeah, that was a big comeback for the Canadians. I'm not surprised. I didn't think it was going to be a sweep at all.
No, neither did I. And earlier, your friend from Saskatchewan,
just to
let him know, here in Quebec, in order to graduate high school, you have to pass Canadian history. And the funny part is, who passed it? A Parti Québécois government. So, go figure, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and by the way, if he's still listening, the Saskatchewan Roughriders are looking for a new employee, a math teacher. Because if you know about last year's Grey Cup.
What happened in the Grey Cup? I don't remember.
Okay, last play of the game, the Alouettes, our football team. By the way, I hope you wear the shirt with pride. they tried a last minute, a field goal.
Uh-huh.
It went right, but Saskatchewan was called for too many men on the field.
Oh, too many men on the field. There you go. Yeah, they can't count.
I saw that joke on the internet. We K8, and, Julie and I have a little problem for Saturday. We're invited to a bar mitzvah, and then she just told me tonight she's got tickets for the game Saturday afternoon.
There's no question. You got to somehow get to that game.
We can do both.
Do both.
Yes. We can.
I like it. That's a good deal. That'd be fun. I mean, there's no way are you kidding? I would love to go to that game. You have to be at that game because that'll be the comeback game for the Flyers. We'll see.
Yeah. Dream on. Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. Be nice.
Why should I be nice?
Okay.
Yeah, it's only because I consider you a good friend. I will be nice.
All right, so we'll see what happens. This is a big game.
Now that Spector has lost his seat, any idea what he's going to do?
Yeah, he's probably going to get a big fat contract by doing speaking engagements where they'll have him, and he'll probably sit on a board of a couple of different organizations where he'll get some big salary doing that, too. Trust me, he's not just going to go away. He's a workaholic kind of guy, and
There
are a lot of people that'll support him. He'll end up with, who knows, maybe he ends up with the Barack Obama spot, but I think at this point he's going to take some time out. Because I really think he was stunned. I'm not stunned about what happened in the primary, but I think he was stunned. Hey, you have a good weekend, Sam.
Take care, gorgeous.
All right, let's move to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, like your friend in Kentucky, my old man served in Korea also 3 years. He was just 17 when he got there. And it was a nightmare. He came back shell-shocked and malaria, and it was heartbreaking. I wasn't really extremely close to him, much more close to my mom than my old man, but it's a freaking nightmare what's going on. They sunk that South Korean ship.
Oh, they did, yeah.
And for lots of different reasons, to keep the president in looking good, they're just not admitting to it. It is a nightmare, and what's going on in the Gulf is a nightmare. I'm sitting here pulling my hair out. I'm so worried about everything that's going on. But so I didn't want to let those two topics go. Just really quick. Well, I've never really quit. I know I'm guilty of projection. Sometimes I feel that when I make the call that either your listeners have read what I've read or heard what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a particular bent. Two of my favorite talk show hosts are both Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh. And I bring them up for a reason because I'm not going to rehash what they've said on the show, but I just have to mention this, that Wolf Blitzer had an interview with Calderon. And he basically told the Mexican, Calderon told him that you're not allowed into Mexico. If you're illegal, you'll either be jailed or you'll be kicked out, or if not murdered by their police, which are so corrupt. And Rush went on to say how there's cops in a lot of towns in Mexico. They're just quitting outright because the cartels are killing their friends and family, and good cops that are not corrupt, they're saying we've had enough. We're not doing this anymore. So it's just enlightening to see how Calderon admits to having draconian immigration laws in Mexico, that if we could just mimic them here, which we're not doing, we're simply following federal law, which Arizona has a right to do, Viva la Arizona, God bless Brewer, they're just trying to get a handle on their crime problem. If the Mexicans would just give us a barrel of oil, and I know Michael Savage said this once, or give us some money for the one-third of a prison population that is incarcerated here, if they would just pay for their upkeep or take them back, which the... Our, I've told you before, our State Department cannot get the countries that sent these dirtbags here to take them back. So we're stuck.
Well, of course they don't want them because they're criminals. They know they don't want the problems.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We, as Alex Jones said, we're a steam valve for the poor slobs. I shouldn't say slobs, the poor folks in Mexico because they have tons of resources. One of the richest men in the world, Carlos Slim, made his money ripping people off in Mexican telecom.
That's right. He's the richest man in the world.
That's right. And Calderon is part of that. He's from a rich family, a globalist family. They have lax drug laws. They have some of the toughest gun laws in the world in Mexico. And now he wants to come after our Second Amendment. I'm not going to even go there because we discussed this before. But this is all of a part of IANSA, the International Action Network on Small Arms, which is headed by a lawyer by the name of Rebecca Peters, who got the guns taken away from everyone in Australia. Calderon is part of that network, and so is Barack Obama, and they're all funded by George Soros. It's much more than it's duplicitous. It's nastiness. And as everything I've said, and I'm sure the people of America are waking up to the election results, but that they're seeing that the garbage is going on. But here, your fellow that called, I don't know where he was from. I don't know if he was Texas or not. He said he was heavily armed and easily agitated.
Mm-hmm.
We're blood brothers, sir, because I'm heavily armed, and so are a lot of my friends who would never call a talk show. They say, Mark, you can do all the talking you want. We're keeping quiet. We know what we have to do when the crap hits the fan. That's basically what a lot of people of all different races and creeds, American citizens that I talk to, are talking about. And they don't want it to happen. But this is what's got me so disgusted, so absolutely disgusted, that our Congress and our president would give a standing ovation to this piece of dirt.
No kidding. Calderon, yeah.
Your friend from down south who said he was heavily armed and agitated, he mentioned one word, and which stuck in my mind, and I'm glad I got able to talk to you, the word treason. It's treasonous what these scumbags in Congress, that I've told you many times, they do not care about the American people. That's why they've all got to be thrown out from each party, all of them, because there's the dichotomy, the Republican, Democrat. They're working against us, American people. They can tax us, and they come after us because they have a well-armed army behind them. That's what they have, and that's why we have to have a Second Amendment. I'm not saying we should fight in the streets, but I'm just frustrated, Kate. There's treasonous. I said this before when the scumbag was elected, and I don't give a damn what anybody says. This guy should be hauled out for treasonous. To him to say that our country, when he mentioned, when he's talking to Calderon, we are not defiant of our borders. He just told you right there. He doesn't care about the borders of the country.
Right, and we have to care about the borders of our country.
I mean,
because it's ridiculous if you think this is what's happening to us. It's crippling us. We already know this. We've been over this 100 times.
Yes.
Whether it's health care or education or any number of things, crime, drugs, I'm sorry, a big chunk of that is coming up through the belly of the beast in Mexico, and that's why we have to care about the borders. They're too porous.
Right, and we have a system. We have a president that's put in place and is elected. To him to say this, that we don't have borders, it's just in unconscionable. And I just have to go back to one thing with Arizona. I told you a long time ago, we were talking about green energy and environment and pollution. California buys lots of their energy from out of state so they can claim that they're a green state.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's talking about Arizona wants to cut off the power, and Villa Garosa is saying go ahead and do it. And Rush said this. And the reason I mention his name is because when a guy like that with a big audience says this word that I've been saying for years, he said between the spat between Arizona and California, this is how a civil war starts. Now, I've been talking to you for 5 years about that, and now it's coming to a head. So when a big guy like that says civil war, you have to sit up and take notice. And, you know, they're doing this by design. They are doing it by design. And I'm going to say one more time, and you have to forgive me, it's treasonous for Pelosi and the rest of them to stand up when this guy denigrates our country, he denigrates Arizona, he denigrates our right to self-defense and to firearms, which they don't have down there because they're prisoners, and they're trying to make us prisoners here. And this is one irate SOB who's not going to stand for it. So Calderon, and Kate, I know you have a producer there. I would never get you in trouble with the FTC. You can hit the dump valve if you want. But this mother effer, go and his well-armed bodyguards, and get the hell out of my country. Thanks, babe.
All right, so Calderon has ignited Mark in New York and several others. Well, I've been saying the same thing for years. It's ridiculous. I could care less what they say over the border. It makes no sense. Yes, we have to have a relationship, and we should try to, let's face it, have a decent relationship. But who's zooming who here, especially when he talks about arms and especially when he caps on Arizona, and especially when the president backs him up. But that's the PC-ness of politics, and Mark's right in that sense. You have a vote. You know what to do. Think about it come November. We'll take more on the flip side. Hang with us.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity. Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter.
So if you want to vent America, you can do that day or night. Like Mark, if you can't get through the phone lines, you can always hit us up on americatonight.net. How many times do you think Mark has called the president a scumbag? He doesn't like Obama. He didn't vote for Obama. But here's the interesting thing about President Obama. His approval ratings are starting to take another big dip. And the problem also with this president, I think, or the problem with this president, I believe, is that he's completely ineffective. And the reason is catering to so many different people in the first place. Who knows what he stands for at this point? The constant flip-flopping on things and it seems often pandering to whatever is popular. So I haven't been a fan since I watched the last 8 months of this administration and the blocks they throw up and the craziness with Eric Holder, the attorney general, who I don't get it. He's the top legal cop, and he doesn't even read the Arizona law, but yet comments on it. So if I'm Kate Delaney, the attorney general, not talk show host, and I'm on CNBC, or I guess he wouldn't be on CNBC, but let's say CNN or MSNBC or any of the talk shows, Fox, any of them, and I am attacking Jan Brewer, and I'm saying it's unconstitutional and all these other things about racial profiling and whatnot, but yet I haven't even looked at 17 pages. 17 pages or 18 pages for a lawyer to dissect is nothing. It is nothing. Trust me, I come from a family of lawyers. That wouldn't take Holder very long at all. So why would you have your minions at the Justice Department do it? I don't get it. Let's go to George in Kentucky. George, thanks for holding. I know you've been holding for a while. We appreciate it. What's up?
Well, first-time caller. Long time listener.
Good.
First,
First of all, I want to say I love your show. I want to say something to what you said about Obama, what I heard Mark Levin say earlier tonight. He said that we still don't know nothing about this man.
Yeah.
You know, he's been in office, what, a year and a half or almost?
Yeah.
And we still know about as much now as we did then, other than all this craziness that we see. And he doesn't surround himself with real brilliant people, you know, that it's more like hometown people. But that's not really why I called. I just wanted to comment on a little bit of what you did. Love your show. I want to give my regards. I don't think I've heard enough about the 11 people that lost their lives. I want to send my regards to the families of the 11 mm-hmm. people that lost their lives on that rig that, you know, just don't seem like that you heard much about that at all. So I do feel so sorry for the families there.
No kidding. Cause you gotta think about this, George. You know, that platform caught on fire, and those guys, I mean, they were, let's face it, they were just blown off of it. There's no question. They didn't even find the bodies from what I understand.
Let's pray they went instantly. You know, that's all we can do. But, another thing. I didn't hear all of the speech today, but I thought that was crazy too. But something that concerned me, you know, unless I'm wrong about this, is Mexico's also in the, you know, the Gulf down there, and I didn't hear much said about the, you know, what's going on with the, you know, the trouble, you know, in the Gulf down there. Seems like they'd be more concerned with that, and you know, with helping, you know, save our, you know, our Gulf. You know, than just all the rhetoric about Arizona, you know, a little state, you know, seemed like they'd be more concerned with that big trouble we have going on with the oil spill.
Yeah, you know what, it seems like it, but think about this. You just answered your own question. Why does Calderon and why would Barack Obama use that moment to say that they are against profiling? Because of the majority of voters and how they feel about this illegal problem. How many people in the country illegally are marching or have family members who came in that way or whatever. So they're definitely playing to the crowd. And that was a safe play for Calderon. That was a safe play for Barack Obama. Because remember, even Bush wanted the amnesty deal. So it's a layup for Obama to go in that direction. And for Calderon, same thing, because he can say, listen, I'm about the goodness of people and we're trying to cooperate. And how can you profile my people when they are part of your economy? That's what he's saying. They're part of your economy. And I hate hearing this, but we hear it all the time, George, that we wouldn't do those jobs. Americans won't do those jobs. And that's why illegals are here.
I think that's wrong. I remember when I was a teenager, we'd go out and strip tobacco here in Kentucky and do jobs that, you know, that they're doing now, but we would do them when we were at that age, you know, and stuff. But, you know, another thing is we, you know, subsidize what, you know, if they come over here and we pay, you know, and give them their health care, they don't have to pay for it over there. So really we're supporting Mexico. I mean, you know, or a large majority of it.
Oh, no, you had it right. We are the number one. There's two things that are a big chunk of their economy, and number two is tourism. Number one is the money that comes back from the United States because people are sending money back to their families and pumping it back into the economy.
And it's, you know, it's just sad. I mean, it's a real scary time. And it seems like that our government, instead of worrying about finger-pointing, I know you know, they need money and this and that. I understand that. But it seems like that they would have every brilliant mind in the world.
I agree.
You know, a plea for help to come and help us. Let's brainstorm. Let's find out what we can do here. Let's get together, guys, you know. Let's find out and do something, you know.
I agree with you. What a note to end on. Don't be shy. Call us again. You're a good caller. Thanks for hanging. You have a good weekend.
And thank you, and God be with you.
You too. Yeah, he's right. Why, I say this all the time. Why wouldn't you have the biggest, baddest, brightest in the country? We're not a nation of dummies. We have those people. And the answer is, well, first of all, those people don't want to run for office, but they can certainly help. They could certainly be part of a crisis. They can certainly lend their brains to the solution And I think there's not enough of that. He's absolutely right. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Rick, oh, the Preakness. Not the way I thought it would play out. I bet you feel the same way.
Yeah, we had to pick some other hobby to bet on.
A lot of people are saying that after that race, I think.
You bet on looking at Lucky?
I did bet on looking at Lucky, but the problem is I don't make a straight-up bet. I would package it with something else, and so I certainly didn't have those three horses, I can tell you that.
I didn't either. Are you doing the Belmont?
I'm doing the Belmont. I'm a glutton for punishment, so we'll have another trifecta challenge.
Is that next week?
No, the Belmont, it's not next week, it's the following week.
Following week, okay.
Because remember, we've got a holiday coming up, Memorial Day, so it's after that.
Yeah, but, he's talking about that oil spill down there, and you're learning all the shrimping industry. I just want that lady from Sweden could ship us some sheep eyes to eat.
She told you last time they don't eat those. Send us whatever you can. We don't care. As long as it's fresh. I gotcha.
But no, I just heard this guy Rat and Raven getting his guns out and all that, but just like you said, go to the ballot box. You gotta change things.
Yeah, go to the ballot box, because I don't want to see a civil war. I would hate to see anarchy in the streets, chaos. I'm sorry, I don't want my family to be killed in New Jersey and Florida and all the places they are. And I don't want any of us to be put in that situation where we're building a fort. Here, we're building the America Tonight Fort. Do you want to come inside? I don't want that to happen. I don't. So let's hope that doesn't happen.
Well, look at the primary. You know, you vote those people out and write some new ones in, you know. That's what you got to do.
That's right. And get some of the more independent thinkers in there. Get the people who have some new, fresh thoughts there.
Yeah, and then this on in, you know, the elections, that's what we have it for. That's why we're the most civilized country. Elections, you know, we're not.
I agree with you 100%. Hey, you have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
All right. So, again, we will have another trifecta challenge. It'll be for the Belmont, but the Belmont isn't until the first week in June, if I'm right. I want to say it's off the top of my head. I want to say it is June. Maybe it's June 5th. I bet it's June 5th, that first Saturday. So this is just a couple of weeks away. I have to regroup from those bad losses in the Preakness. Oh, that's rough, boy. You think you have the right horse. You're listening to all of you good people in Kentucky, and we all steered each other wrong, didn't we?